game, Lee.
And the first game is down at Circular Head at the Recreation Ground there. The Saints still searching for their first win of the season. They'll have a former AFL great there. They take on Ulverston.
Yes, they do. And they've made five changes for their clash with Ulverston. The Saints have returned Jonty Lanham, Jamar Jackson, Ashton Branson, Aidan Quinn and Caleb O'Halloran, who replace Callum Smith, Michael Arnold, Damian Barker, Sam Spinks and Brennan Dempsey. Ulverston, after posting their third win of the season with a gritty 25-point victory over Burnie last week, have kept changes to a minimum, returning Jonas Slater to replace an injured Sam Mansfield. The Saints are a far better side on their home deck and have been getting great service and drive from Matty Elliott, Sam Muller, Hugh Dwyer and Aaron Tuxworth. The Robins realise that a big win may keep their finals aspirations alive and will again be looking for ruckman Luke Dyson, Troy Davies, Brandon Howard and big Clay Sculthorpe to inspire the younger members in their side. If Ulverston can repeat their effort from last Saturday, they should return to the coast with consecutive victories and enhance their finals ambitions. So, Lee, Robins for me.
Yes, and that AFL grade is Nicky Winmar, an illustrious career with the St Kilda Football Club. He finished off his career with the Western Bulldogs. He's just been inducted into the AFL Hall of Fame. He'll be down in Circular Head tonight to present the jumpers to the players, and he'll be there again tomorrow. It's all a part of NAIDOC Week. This is going to be a tough one for the Burnie Dockers. They travel to the Devonport Oval and take on the top of the table Devonport Magpies, but it could be a good celebration day, particularly if the Burnie Dockers get over the line, for one Burnie player that's celebrating his 350th NWFL game.
Yes, it certainly will. And Devonport's still unbeaten with 11 wins to date. Regained coach Kurt Byard for their clash with their arch nemesis Burnie at the Devonport Oval. Now, Byard's return has resulted in an unlucky Toby Ennis being demoted to the reserves. Burnie again, talented youngsters Tyson Cobbing, Kai Robotham and Raiden Eimer, who replace Nick Hearn, Rudy Barrett and Jake Grisona. As you alluded, veteran docker, key forward Harry Walters will celebrate his 350th senior game after commencing his career with Wynyard in 2004 and relocating to Burnie in 2008. His time with the Dockers resulted in Harry playing 10 years in the Tasmanian State League, until their return to the NWFL in 2019. Harry has also represented the Northwest Football League in representative fixtures, and his experience has been invaluable to his side's younger players. We wish Harry all the best in his 350 games milestone. Now, the clashes, Lee, between Devonport and Burnie always bring out the best of all players. However, at this stage of the season, Devonport have the edge on the Dockers, boasting a formidable forward half and a solid mix of classy on-ballers. The Dockers will lift for Harry's milestone, but it will be the Magpies triumphant in their unbeaten run.
At Donald Park tomorrow, the Penguin 2 Blues, they've got a home encounter as they take on Latrobe Demons.
They do, and they will get the opportunity, Penguin, to atone for last Saturday's 35-point loss against Devonport when they welcome Latrobe to Dial Park. The two Blues regain midfielders Jacob Brown and Luke Von Bibra, along with key forward Damon Smith, who will play his first senior game this year. The unlucky players going out are Rowan Speglig, Daniel Oates and Harry Cox. Latrobe have returned Dylan Goss and Troy Weeks to replace Cohen Jeffrey and coach Nick Hizazidis. The two Blues have a good midfield balance with Maverick Weller, Luke Viney and Luke Russell beneficiaries of the solid ruckwork of big Dylan Bramage. Latrobe have been well served by their back six, where Joe Robinson, Tom Donald, Lachlan Warren and veteran Adam Jeffrey have been in sound form. But they will need to be at their absolute best, however, to contain the likes of Jack Templeton, Jack Rand, Dustin O'Neill and the incoming Damon Smith to have any chance of victory. Two Blues coach Mav Weller will be eyeing off a return to second place, with Wynyard having the bye, and Penguins should get home, I would think, by a healthy margin there, Lee.
Best of luck to all the teams. The NWFL Women's Competition, there is a game tomorrow, but there's a match tonight, isn't there?
There is. Ulverston will host the Devonport Magpies in their match under lights at Ulverston tonight to raise awareness and visibility for the LGBTIQ communities. The Robins will wear a special design guernsey for the game, which will be the first ever NWFL Pride Round. Ulverston have not lost a game to date and should be too strong for an improving Devonport, sitting in fourth place on two wins. The match will commence at 7 p.m. tonight following the youth girls. And in the remaining women's game, second place Penguin should be too strong for the third place Wynyard in tomorrow's match at Dial Park, commencing at 9 a.m.
Good luck to all the girls. Now, we've got some development games over the weekend too, Kim.
We have, in round 13 of the boys under-12s, under-14s and under-16s on Sunday. Ulverston will host Devonport at the Ulverston Recreation Ground. Wynyard will play Penguin at the Wynyard Football Ground, while La Trobe will welcome East Devonport to their home ground, with matches commencing at 10 a.m. in the under-12s, 11:30 in the under-14s, with the under-16s kicking off at 1 p.m. And in the youth girls, Ulverston will play Devonport tonight, commencing at 5:30, while the Wynyard versus Penguin and La Trobe versus East Devonport games will get underway on Sunday, starting at 2:45 p.m., immediately after the boys' under-16 matches.